On a rocky hill above the lake shore, the thick ice had silenced the waves' constant roar. The lighthouse was dark, for the season shut down, but the keeper and his family lived there year-round. When the ice clogged the lake and the shipping lanes closed, to stay at the lighthouse the keeper's family chose. They shuttered the windows and gathered wood for their heat, and filled up the cellar with things they could eat. Above the great lake, the stars shined in the skies. The beacon was dark, the lake covered with ice. The lightkeeper's family, by the warmth of the hearth, on this Christmas night prayed for peace on earth. As snowflakes fell on that cold Christmas morn, the lightkeeper donned his thick coat to keep warm, and went into the lighthouse, completed his chores, and by the time he was finished, he was chilled to the core. Above the great lake, the stars shined in the skies. The beacon was dark, the lake covered with ice. The lightkeeper's family, by the warmth of the hearth, on this Christmas night prayed for peace on earth. When darkness fell round the cottage that day, the keeper's wife at the pump organ played, and in the shadow of the lighthouse, as the snow outside swirled, they sang songs of the birth of the light of the world. Above the great lake, the stars shined in the skies. The beacon was dark, the lake covered with ice. The lightkeeper's family, by the warmth of the hearth, on this Christmas night prayed for peace on earth.